Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And this is music from singer-songwriter Ellis Paul. Paul is a product of the Boston folk scene, and his music has been heard just about everywhere, from the city's small folk clubs to Hollywood films and TV ads.
Ellie Bly, Ellie Bly. The world could be yours if you try, if you try.
Now he's attracting a whole new audience, children. His latest CD, The Hero in You, is a children's album featuring songs about heroic figures in American history, from Ben Franklin to Rosa Parks to Nellie Bly, who is celebrated in this song.
Nellie Bly was just a girl in a race around the world, taking trains and ships on steam power.
The Hero in You received the 2012 Gold Parents' Choice Award.
And we spoke with Ellis Paul earlier this summer.
Tell me a little bit about your transition from writing for adults to writing for children and the inspiration for this CD.
Well, you know, I kind of feel like it took as much smarts to write for kids. It's just you have to use a different size paintbrush and work more in primary colors than the other part of the color wheel. But you know, I in many ways, I feel like the songs are just as difficult to write and just as important to me personally.
Mm. And what's been missing? I mean, when you think about writing for kids, what was the hole that you were trying to fill? What's out there that you think has been letting kids down, I guess, if you will, in terms of music?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with both the production and then some of the content of the songs. I think children's music has a tendency to think that it has to be lowbrow and talk to kids at their level, and I really think that kids need to grow up within the music itself, and because of that, I want the parents to also be engaged in listening to it so that they can have conversations with the kids about what the subject matter is and why it's important.
It's a nice idea, that idea of drawing the parents into that conversation, that musical conversation with their kids. I like the sound of that. How does that work for you? You're a father.
Well, you know, I want my kids engaged in the music, and I want them to ask me questions, and I know that I'm being successful when my kids are demanding, like, what does this mean, or what does that mean, or who is this person? And then we go onto Google, we look them up, we go to the photographs and show them who they are, and it becomes a real family experience that way.
We're talking to musician Ellis Paul. He's just released his new children's album, The Hero in You. And Ellis, can you play us something off of your new album?
Sure, I'm going to play The Hero in You here. This is sort of the lead-in track. It kind of explains what the whole album is about. Everybody's got a story of all their troubles, all their glories. Tell me yours, you cannot bore me. I love to listen to you. All your bumps and all your scratches, all your holes and all your patches. It's you, it's true, you have no matches. There's a hero in you. You can make the hero you are. With your brains, your aim, and your battle scars. Everybody's got a tale of how they chased a great white whale. Some succeeded, some just failed. Trying's what you got to do. For in the trying, you feel you're flying. The whole wide world's beneath your line. It's you, it's true, there's no denying. There's a hero in you. Your brain, do some thinking. You could be the next Abe Lincoln. Use your muscle, try to hustle. You could be Muhammad Ali. Use your toes and dance on pumpkins. You could be Isadora Duncan. It's you, it's true, I hope it's sunken. There's a hero in you. You can make the hero you are. With your brain, your aim, and your battle scars. Everybody's got a story of all their troubles, all their glories. Tell me yours, you cannot bore me. There's a hero in you.
All right, Ellis Paul, nice job. That's Ellis Paul with a title track off of his new children's album, The Hero in You. Ellis Paul, that was so nice. Thanks for doing that.
Well, thank you. I love the sound of one man clapping.
Well, we've got millions out there. You just can't hear them, that's all. Listen, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the sort of some of the background inspiration. I understand you were a big fan of the TV show Schoolhouse of Rock growing up. And I want to just play a quick clip from that and then talk a little bit about why. Here's the song, How a Bill Becomes a Law.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait.
So that was How a Bill Becomes a Law from the old TV show Schoolhouse Rock. What was it about that TV show that you liked?
Well, you know, they were short little animated 3-minute videos that were educational. And, you know, I love that they were really hooky. They were very, very charming. Mm. And in that way, it inspired you to remember what they were talking about. So to this day, you know, I can recite the passage of a bill and its process and getting through Congress and the Senate. And then I can also sing the preamble to the Constitution. And this is, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah,
for me. And it's still fresh in my mind. And that's why, you know, I think there's just no better way to learn than through music.
And speaking of that, and speaking of your new CD, The Hero in You, how did you go about choosing which heroes you wanted to highlight on the album? There's a wide variety, from Jackie Robinson to former White House chef Augustus Jackson to Albert Einstein to Martha Graham. How did you pick these heroes?
Well, I wanted to be balanced. I wanted an equal number of men and women, and I wanted mixed races, and to show sort of the fabric of what the country is. And I wanted famous people and utterly unfamous people on it as well, to make people go to Google and educate some folks on people that are important whom they may have never heard of.
Now, speaking of your heroes, I understand you have a song about Woody Guthrie. I'd love to hear that.
Sure, yeah. It's Woody's 100th birthday. That's one of the reasons why I put it on. And Woody's probably the biggest hero in my musical life. So this is called Woody Guthrie Working Man.
Woody's jumping on a train, a boxcar in the rain. Under one big sky, wipes the dust out of his eye. He's out here seeking truth, his guitar's cutting loose. A dust bowl stray on a ribbon of highway. Oh, 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 he's an oaky locomotive, riding, singing, thinking, freedom fight, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. Under California skies, Okies were working, just getting by. In the orchard round the radio, there's a voice there that's giving him hope. He's an Okie locomotive, riding, singing, thinking, freedom fight, sketching lyric pictures of this land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie. He was born in the old Dust Bowl, a red dirt cowboy with a childlike soul. From New York to the Rio Grande, he kept on singing all the way to California. This land is your land. He's an Okie locomotive, riding, singing, thinking, freedom fighting, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working.
No, All right. Ellis Paul, who's just released a new children's album, The Hero in You. That's a song, obviously, about Woody Guthrie. Great story there. Tell anyone who needs to know who Woody Guthrie was. What did he mean to you? How did he influence your work, Ellis Paul?
Well, you know, he was a very, very prolific songwriter with a life story that reads a lot like Van Gogh's, kind of a tragedy with diseases and fires. He lost a lot of family members over his lifetime. He also, his life just sort of corresponded, and he was sort of a spokesperson for the history that was taking place around him, the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl era into World War II and into the civil rights movements in the 50s and 60s and the folk boom in the 60s. So his life is inspiring, his music is inspiring, and
and 100 years old today. I mean, this year. So you live in Charlottesville, Virginia, from where you're talking to us now. But you were in Boston for over 20 years before you moved down to Virginia. And I understand you consider Boston to be sort of the source of your musical roots.
Oh, yeah. It's still my home in many ways. I'm always going to be a Boston guy. I'm stuck in the South right now, but and I love it down here, actually. But the Boston thing is very important to me, and I'm in New England every month playing somewhere.
Ellis Paul, thanks so much for joining us today, and I'd love it if you could sort of take us out on another song.
Sure.
Tell us what you're going to do for us.
This song is called Chief Joseph, and Chief Joseph was an Indian chief in the late 1800s whose tribe, the Nez Perce, were relocated by the U.S. government. But he gave a really great speech that was influential to Martin Luther King and Gandhi in the 20th century about laying down arms and peace. This is called Chief Joseph.
Ellis Paul's new children's album is called The Hero in You. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
I am a child, the Wallowa Valley in the wilds of Oregon.
That's our program for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
This is my friend. And we raised our families in the western hills till the white man concludes.